Continuing, look at verse 19. David learned to never stop experiencing God daily. He said, "Your righteousness is very high. You have done great things. Who's like you?" He says, I am constantly on the prowl to experience you, O God, every day. It's not life in the past tense. It's not like I've experienced that. It was a constant new experiencing God every day. A new relationship growing every day. I mean, if I just depended on those old days in college with Bonnie, it would really be a stale marriage. I mean, it is a new, fresh, vital learning about each other every day. How much more of the God of the universe is what David is saying? I always think of Howard Smith, a man I buried in California, who died at age 96. Howard was one of the most vibrant believers I'd ever met. He was still learning a verse a week, as he had committed to do when he got saved in his late 60s. He got saved in his late 60s, felt he was a little behind, and so for 30 years he committed to this habit he had of reading the Bible, finding once a week he'd find a good verse and he'd memorize it and add it to all the verses he learned in the past weeks. Do you know how many weeks there are in 30 years? He had learned almost a fourth of the New Testament by heart. And the sight I have of him is that he was laying there in bed, in a coma, mouth open, just barely gasping at home, back when people used to die at home without all the tubes and everything. And there he was, dying at home, and his precious wife was standing next to him. And she says, "Why don't you read from his Bible?" So she handed me this absolutely falling apart, pages just loose Bible. And I looked at that and I said, "What are those check marks?" "Oh," she said, "Howard checks all the verses he finds that he wants to memorize." And I went like this. And I barely found a page in the whole Bible that didn't have blue check marks on it somewhere. And so I opened to one that he had checked the whole column. And I stood next to, comatose Howard Smith. Like that, I started reading out loud so he could hear me. "In you, O Lord, I put my trust." And it was so interesting. I watched him and his mouth started moving in sequence with what I was reading. His wife said, "He knows that part." I said, "Okay." I kept reading, and I skipped a verse. He went. I don't know where he was, but I know something was working. Because he noticed when I skipped parts of what he had memorized. Well, I came back because she said he was going to die that day. Howard was. So I don't know how she knew, but I came back. He was still in bed like that, and I read the 23rd Psalm to him. He just moved his mouth the whole time. And then we went out to have a little cup of tea. She said, "Don't go too far." She said, "Howard's going today." I said, "Okay, I won't go too far." And all of a sudden, I was standing in the doorway, and Howard sat straight up in bed, put both arms out, toothless. They'd taken his dentures out, I guess, so he wouldn't choke on them or something. And he went, "Hallelujah!" Wham! Fell straight forward. I thought, what a way to go. In the strength of the Lord. Filled with God's Word. Because he had made the choice that he would, as verse 19 says, talk about your righteousness that's very high. You have done great things, O God, and there's nobody like you. Real quickly, let me go through the rest of them. Verse 20, David learned to see affliction as a blessing. He said, "You have shown me great and severe troubles." See, he was looking through the lens of God and His Word and His promises at all of his life. He looked at it that way. And he says, "You have shown me these great troubles." And he says, "You shall revive me again and bring me up from the depths of the earth."